More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. When you think of fast-growing industries here in Idaho, you might think of tech businesses or agriculture, but one of the fastest-growing industries and job markets is fish and wildlife, which employs more than 4,000 people here in the Gem State. Now, these jobs include everything from wildlife conservation, fishing guides, manufacturing jet boats, and scientists, as well as working in fish hatcheries. And since 2012, these types of jobs have grown at a 6.6% rate, and that's expected to skyrocket to more than 22% over the next 10 years. Idaho Department of Labor economists like Lisa Grigg and Ryan Whitesides will be talking about our fish and wildlife industry footprint at a webinar Tuesday, so they're joining us now for a preview. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks, Gemma. Nice to be here.
Good to have you both here. Ryan, let me start the conversation with you. When you're talking jobs, some are pretty obvious, right? Like fishing guides. But what other kinds of jobs go along with fishing and hunting and recreating?
Well, there are impact and adjacent occupations to fishing, angling, and the wildlife recreation complexion within the state. Relative to how few workers are employed in the hunting, angling, and wildlife recreation occupations, they do support a huge industry, larger than you think, whose economic impact is exponential with the billions of dollars that it produces annually. So it's worth noting that many of the businesses and establishments in the industry aren't necessarily employers, but they could be sole proprietorships. The main industries we look at are direct fishing game workers, scientists, biologists, zoologists. And then there's a lot of spinoff occupations that you might see with the industry, retail, manufacturing, hospitality and tourism. They're all impacted by the spending of residents and non-residents taking advantage of these pastimes.
And Lisa, what makes our state so unique when it comes to wildlife recreation and employment?
You know, Idaho is really unparalleled in what we offer. We have one of the lowest human population densities in the state, but we also have a high abundance and diversity of wildlife. We have 115 mountain ranges, 100,000 plus river miles, 2,000 lakes. Over half of our land is actually federally managed, and that creates a lot of opportunity. But we also just have this amazing diversity of wildlife, but also amazing diversity of geology that happens within our state. And so it's a place where you have so much opportunity year round to really experience the beauty that Idaho offers.
So I want to talk a little bit about what you'll be talking about during Tuesday's webinar, because I know you'll talk about Idaho's geography and natural resources, but really also how different parts of our state support different kinds of jobs. So Ryan, let's start with North Central Idaho. What kind of jobs are we seeing there?
Well, there's a complexion of different jobs there in North Central. It can be boat production. It can be guide plane, airplane production. Lisa is part of that region as well. Over here in Eastern Idaho, we have a large fly fishing industry. You can see fishing line manufacturing. You can see the guides and tourism on this end mm-hmm. of the state as it borders Yellowstone National Park. But North Central, a very rich production of resources there and jobs. Relative to how few people live there in that region, it's a pretty high output in the industry if you think about it.
So, Lisa, let's talk about that with North Central Idaho, because you have jet boat manufacturing, right? You have fish hatcheries.
We do. So we are kind of on the confluence of the Clearwater and the Snake River. And so we have a lot of these ocean-going fish that come up through the Columbia River and the Snake River, and they spawn right here in our region at Dvorak. Dvorak is actually the world's largest steelhead releaser. But along with that, we also have huge industries in ammunition, rifles, scopes, archery. We do make jet boats. I think we have the highest jet boat capita in the world just because we're so small. It doesn't take a ton. But yeah. We make aluminum jet boats for people to go up Hell's Canyon and up the river so that they can enjoy the naturals surrounding us. But it's very, very big. And then another thing in my region is Riggins, which is known for whitewater rafting as well as fishing and hunting as well. So not just hunting, but when you also think of just ways to access the wilderness, we have, you know, whitewater inflatable rafts. We have gear. We have everything you could think of in this region, so that you can get out and enjoy. Because that's what a lot of the Idahoans that live here, that's why we're here, is because of what's surrounding us. And so there's so many industries that actually support that.
And Lisa, are you seeing certain types of trends with this industry when it comes to jobs?
You know, it's with Idaho growing as one of the fastest growing states in the nation, our employment is doing the same thing. And it would be shocking to me if any of these really were declining, and they're not. But some of them are growing very fast. Boat building, for one, boat dealers, but RV manufacturing and RV dealers as well are seeing significant growth. ATV dealers, again, they're all growing pretty fast. Some of them are growing significantly fast. Nature parks, when you think of even just the number of conservation organizations, that has been increasing significantly over the past 10 years. So there's really no area that is declining. But it's also, as you'll hear tomorrow in the webinar, it's trying to make this sustainable and lasting for future generations, and doing it in a responsible and respectful way.
Mm-hmm. And Ryan, what would you say is the future for fish and wildlife jobs here in Idaho?
Well, we can see a 6% growth in just the fishing, hunting, and trapping industry alone in our industry projections through 2030. As a labor economist, I'm going to use the term livelihood for this type of industry. It does characterize fishing, hunting, and wildlife recreation with a particular industry with fishing, hunting, and trapping. And of course, this has been within the fabric of Idaho for hundreds, if not thousands of years. Many of our cities and small towns in Idaho are named by French fur trappers. So it's definitely ingrained here. The wildlife are still around to enjoy for recreation, for the angling, the hunting, and the viewing. And as you articulated at the beginning of the show, that 22% growth that we'll see, along with congruent population growth here in the state, is going to definitely see a lot of sustainability of the industry and longevity as we move forward.
And before I let you go, Lisa, how can people tune into the webinar? And I'm assuming anybody can tune in tomorrow?
Yes, it's open to the public. You can go to the Idaho Department of Labor website, and if you go to the calendar of events, it is at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time is when it shows on. It goes from 11 to noon. We are also having Ian Malipiai. She is the marketing director for Idaho Fish and Game, will be our special guest as well. So he's got some great insight, but you can log in. There will also be a recording that will probably be released a few days later. So if you're not able to make it, you can always come back for the recording.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for taking time to talk with us about this. We've been speaking with Idaho Department of Labor economists Lisa Grigg and Ryan Whitesides about their Tuesday webinar that will focus on Idaho's fish and wildlife industry footprint. We will, of course, put a link on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.